The question was asked, we had just learned in the Rambam that Torah is acquired by those who push off sleep from their eyes. And isn't it correct that you need sleep in order to succeed in Torah? So the answer is, you do need sleep in order to succeed in Torah. The question is, how much sleep? Meaning, it's obvious that less than a certain amount of sleep is not good. You're not going to succeed. But then there's a range of sleep. Meaning, there's this range of ideal sleep, and then sleep that if I push myself, I don't need that much sleep. If I really am focused and I work hard, then I don't really need that much sleep. So you have a guy that says, I have to sleep. Who knows what will happen if I don't sleep? You know, I really have to sleep. So let me go sleep for 12 hours and then I'll have a koach to learn. Then you have a guy that says, gee, I can manage on 7 hours. I can manage on 6 hours and 50 minutes. So he pushes himself. I might have to fight myself a little bit harder to be focused. But maybe it's worth it. Sometimes it's not worth it. You're right. Sometimes a person spends his energies fighting to stay awake and then he's not investing his energies in studying. So then obviously that's not worth it. But I asked a friend of mine when he has a chance to prepare. He's teaching all day. So he said to me, Bein Azmanim, he sits and learns. And he doesn't leave the Gemara till he finishes each sugya. He said sometimes he's sitting over a Gemara and it comes 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning, but he can't leave because he didn't finish. So he falls asleep over the Gemara, wakes up again at 5 o'clock and keeps working until he finishes the sugya. Then he'll go and get a decent sleep, whatever he needs.
Also,
I'm just saying it's an approach when you're a scientist, when you have a goal, so then you're willing to invest that energy, even though it's at the expense of your beauty sleep. I think that's what the Rambam means. It means things will dance around your Torah learning, and not your Torah learning will dance around your sleep. Yes, a certain amount of sleep is imperative, and sometimes even if you could manage on less sleep, you're less productive, and that's not worthwhile. And nonetheless, there's still that range where if you're really dedicated, then you work on less sleep.